Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 11, verses 29 to 30. Jesus responds. Now you remember the bigwigs of the temple, of the Jewish system, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to Christ, and they wanted to know on what authority he was doing these things. Why was he cleansing the temple? Why was he clearing it like this? Why was he saying these things? On what grounds, what basis, what right had he to do these things? Now, the question itself is a vital one, the question of authority. But we know here that the question was not sincere. We know that it's a trick question. We know that they've already decided to eliminate, annihilate this rebel, this rabble-rouser, this troublemaker, as they would say. And we also know, John chapter 2, verses 24 to 25, of course we know this anyway, that Christ knew what was in man's heart. He knew what they were asking. He could hear the words, but he knew why they were asking. And it's Jesus' way of responding to this that is so important for us. It may seem a very small point that I'm making, but I am convinced, and I've written about it in books, preaching today, for example, and spoken about it in discourses. I think the way Jesus approaches these people, responds to them, deals with them, conveys a big message for us, something which we need to learn and act upon. How does Christ expose their hearts? How does he bring to the surface, out to the open, their trickery? By asking a question. Now that's the point. By asking a question. Asking a question, the right question, in the right way, is so much more powerful than making a long tirade of information. Point one, point two, point three, point four, going on and on giving information. That, so much preaching is like that today in certain circles. It's just delivering facts. Like Mr. Gradgrind in Charles Dickens. Just facts, facts, facts. Well, of course, preaching should be informative. I'm not denying that. But it's more than just facts, more than just statements. Christ probes these people, and he does it by a question. But now it's got to be the right form of a question. So many questions I hear today in preaching amount to this. Christ is a wonderful Savior, isn't he? This is a marvelous text, isn't it? These are weak questions, asking for reassurance, getting alongside, buttering up people. Christ's questions are not like that. They're open-ended. Listen. Jesus replied, I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I tell you, and I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. All right, here's my question. John's baptism. Was it from heaven or from men? Tell me. Now, the answer to that question is not yes or no, is it? You've got to make an answer. You see, this is the kind of question that Jesus asks. Not the question, are you a Christian? Yes. Well, what do you mean by it? No, you've got to get down to it. He's putting these people on the spot. He's putting his hearers in the firing line here. He's making them, he's probing them, he's making them expose their hearts. Tell me, he says. Answer me, tell me. No, I'm asking you. He's forcing them into a corner, and thereby forcing them out into the open. He's exposing them. He's making them face themselves. He's making them come out in the open about what they've been saying about him. That's what they're really doing. And this is what preaching is about, I believe. It's meant to be confrontational. I see that in the New Testament. Today's preaching is nice, pleasant, reassuring and all the rest of it in many ways. In fact, people are praying, give us comfort today. They want comfort all the time. Well, comfort's not wrong, of course, but there's more to comfort than just sugar and nicety and nice things. I see here, Jesus not just giving a fact. He could have said, well, who gave you authority to do this? Well, the Father, you know, my Father has sent me, I'm commissioned. He could have given the facts, but no, he's exposing their hearts. And I believe this is very important for us preachers. I'm trying to listen to it. Are you listening to it, preacher? And we're all preachers, believers, we're all witnesses. This is the difficult thing. We have to confront this culture. Paul did it in 1 Corinthians 1 and 2 and 3. You'll see it there if you read it through. When I go to the doctor, my GP, my physician, of course I'm hoping if I need medication, he'll give it to me. But he's not there just simply to dole out medication. He's there to probe the case and diagnose it properly and expose it. And the same with preachers. Preaching is not designed primarily to be a list of facts. It's information. It's meant to probe me and to produce in me an effect. And it certainly produced one in these people, as we shall see. Jesus replied, I will ask you one question. Answer me, tell me. Don't fudge. Come on, let's have it. You see, so when I approach unbelievers, what's the point about it? In my preaching, what am I supposed to be saying? Well, here it is, you know. No. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. If you refuse, you'll perish. I call upon you. Do you believe now? Trust the Savior. Are you relying on him? How are you hoping to be saved? Where is your confidence? What are you resting in? And may God bless his ministry in that way. And the saints too. May we be edified with a probing ministry. May God bless us in this. For Christ's sake. Amen.